Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got Stuff to Say Show. Let's go.
Up right side to side, if you really got something to say, throw your hands up right side to side, if you really got something to say. What's going on, world? This is the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, aka Miss Fabulous, and we are so happy to be back in the land of radio living. We have been, you know, premiering our encore shows for a while, but we are back live and in effect, and I am so happy once again. It is the 15th day of October 2012, and once again, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. For those who are tuning in, we welcome it. This is your first time listening to the show, well, you're in for a treat. We have a lot of great things in format, and as you heard, our new theme song for this evening, featuring the beautiful, the very talented Khadija High, singer out of North Carolina via Norfolk, Virginia in the building. Also, the music was provided by Marcus Gameface Boy. That is my cousin. Big up to him. And also, the producer for that particular theme song was Flexman, representing Jamaica and as well as New York. I want to introduce some of our co-hosts and our radio personalities for this show. We have our executive producer on board. He is the CEO of, yes, of course, the D Hour Show Radio Network, and he's the executive producer for this show. Ladies and gentlemen, give him a round of applause. What's going on, D Slate?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? Back live again, the I Got Something to Say radio show. We are back in the building once again, and you never know what's going to go down on the I Got Something to Say show. If you got something to say, we will be listening to it once again.
Absolutely. I thank you for that. And we also have our other co-hosts on the line and in the studio, should I say. Of course, Anonymous Blue Studios here in Virginia and as well as across the board. We have CK in the building. What's going on, CK?
Nothing much. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing well.
It's good to be back. I missed all you all, you know. We're going to get it in. I'm ready. I'm excited. And let's do this.
All right. Wonderful. And I think I walked past the break room. I'm not sure if Mr. Norfolk had got into the studios yet. But is he in the studio?
It looks like he may be.
Okay. What's going on, Mr. Norfolk? Well, he may be running a little bit late, but we're going to keep it moving until he actually comes in the studio. But for right now, we have the very lovely Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest. Of course, that's yours truly. We have our executive producer, D Slate, and we also have the very gifted and talented and one of our Go Hard Media personalities, CK, in the building. Tonight,
that's
we will be having some... Yes, we'll be having some wonderful themes. We'll be having conversations with CK. Where I'll be having nothing but sports with D Slate. And yours truly will be doing the Say Something News if Mr. Norfolk doesn't get in on tonight. and along with Poetics Picks. And our special guest for tonight is a reggae dancehall artist by way of New York, as well as representing Jamaican. She's a Jamaican just like myself. So a lot of West Indians that are born in the States but have that, you know, Caribbean background and heritage. Like myself, I am half Jamaican, half Cape Verdean, which is West African for the Ivory Coast. We're born in Boston, Massachusetts by way of Norfolk, Virginia. So, you know, we have a lot of flavorful things going on. And tonight we'll be actually introducing one of our newest segments, which is entitled Curry Caribbean Vibe. And the producer for that is Flexman representing Jamaica. We'll be giving the opportunity to national reggae artists as well as local reggae artists to, you know, emerge in the countdown. So I'm excited about that. And then next week we'll be having the very lovely and talented and gifted songstress Tedra Moses will be in the studio, will be in the building. And stay tuned for the month of October or probably early portion of November. We'll be having one of the R&B divas. We've had two on a previous show or another segment, should we say. But we'll be having Salima Johnson will be in the building. So we're ready to kick this night off. Are you all ready, CK and D-Slate? I'm excited, excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's time to do this. It's time to get it in.
Absolutely. And yes, yes, yes. And absolutely. And I also want to make our listening audience made aware, if you want to join us, if you want to listen in, if you want to get on your social network sites, which CK is like, he kills it on the sites. He promotes, promotes, promotes. And it is very imperative if you're in this industry or the field that you have to brand yourself. You have to promote yourself. And our executive producer, D. Slate, he talks about that all the time, especially on our segment on Indie Up Saturdays as well as Celebrity Thursdays. Note to self. So I want to say that we have a lot of new things that are becoming your way for the I Got Something to Say show. Stay tuned for if you're into indie rock or top 40, we'll be having the British Betty countdown included. Of course, we're going to continue to have our old segments, but we just want to bring you something new and approved. But once again, I invert back to if you want to get in and join us and be a part of the show and call in and give, you know, different ideas and segments or just give a birthday shout-out or I love you shout-out or I'm already registered to vote if you're in the state of Virginia. Today was the deadline, 15th of October, so make certain that you get out there. But once again, that number to tune in to us is 718-766-4553. That number once again is 718-766-4553. Get in when you fit in. Check us out on Facebook under the D Hour Show Radio Network. My page, which is Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, D Slate, our producer, and our media administrator, CK, he's under Christopher Kaiser. So we're going to get it in tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and kick this off with a little bit of music to start us off. And then we'll come back with some information about some fabulous things and awarenesses that are going on in the month of October. A little information about fall, a little information about breast cancer awareness, anti-bullying awareness, and domestic violence awareness. We want to make you aware. We want to make you conscious. So we'll do that, and we'll just keep it moving for this evening. But once again, we hope that you enjoy us. We're so delighted and so happy and ecstatic to be back. What's going on? Where my backup? Where you at, CK?
I think my man Al is in the building, Mr. Norfolk. What's good?
Mr. Norfolk, we finally came to work. We thank you for that in advance.
What's good, baby? Live from Planet Norfolk. How you feel?
Oh, my God, we missed you. The family is back. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce our other radio personality, Mr. Norfolk, by way of Norfolk, Virginia, out of Anonymous Blue Studios. So we are ecstatic. We got the family back. And these are your regular personalities on your dial. You can hear us through TuneIn Radio. You can hear us through Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com.
/TheHourShow. Get on Twitter, #mark or / us or whatever, $ or number sign. Yeah, just put TheHourShow or the I Got Something to Say Show, or just say just independent radio, because this is the way to go. That rhymes, right? Because today is Poetry Day.
That's real.
Bet you already know
that. It's spit them flaming words day.
Yeah. Get them flaming words day. So once again, we'll be having Conversations by CK, Nothing But Sports by D Slate, The Say Something News by Mr. Norfolk, Poetics Picks by yours truly, and we'll be having the introduction of the Curry Caribbean Vibe Countdown to all of my Haitians, Bajans, Jamaicans, and Americans and Jafaicans. So with that being said, we're going to go into our first musical break, and then hopefully we can be preparing for our special, special guest on this evening. She goes by the name of Queen Ahart. She is a dancehall artist, reggae artist, and she will be opening up for Capleton. For those who know about the high school, the old school iconic reggae, yes, Capleton will be in the building, not with us, but he'll be in the area, you know, called in mass hysteria, and Queen of Hearts will be opening up for him. So, scene, as we say. Ladies and gentlemen, let's prepare for our first musical break. The time is now 10:08, and we're going to get it in on this evening, 15th day of October, 2012. What you got for us, D. Slate?
Well, before we kick off the music break, I just want to also say, I know PJ, you know, said that, you know, you guys can definitely call in and talk to us if you got something to say. And I would just like to extend that to all my friends at Sesame Street. Feel free to call in. Feel free to call in tonight, all my buddies at Sesame Street. And if you want to get it off your chest, if you want to talk about the travesty that we call Mitt Romney, you can call your brother. You call your boy D. Slate. I get it in with y'all. I got y'all in my heart. I love Sesame Street. I got y'all.
Right.
Real.
Wow. That's really special. That's deep. I feel
me
that in my heart.
Me and Snuffleupagus go way back.
Like cockies, right? Wow, really? Are the lambs still calling, Clarice? Are the lambs still calling?
That's it. Well, we got our quick music break real quick. We got a couple of hits for you guys, as always. Right now, we got a little Calvin Richardson would Come Over, and we also got a little Ndombi with Can't Hardly Wait. Right here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And if you got something to say, hold off for a minute, because we got a couple of hits for you to listen to.
You know, sometimes when I'm home alone, I just don't feel like sleeping by myself that night. I pick up the phone and I call the one that I really want to be with and say, baby, please, don't leave me by myself tonight.
Girl, can I come over? Like a beautiful cup, there's nothing on in the cup, boy. You can't fulfill the cup. In my youth, I feel, but it can't do nothing. Someone is thirsty. Well, I need your love. And what you need, my good love, and do. I'm singing, oh. Like a roller coaster needs a hill.
You might understand it.
I need your love, girl. And I hope you need my someone that could help me, girl. I got a fever, cause baby I need ya. Hold me in your arms tonight. I need ya.
I keep running with you. I can't hardly. Hello, this is British Betty, and this is the Elevator Music Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go, United States. Let's go, London. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the most is on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back from our first musical break. You heard the music of the very talented Ndambi, who was one of our special guests on the show. Who else did we have, D-Slate?
And before that, we had neo-soul artist Calvin Richardson.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have we ever had him on the show before?
Actually, we have had Calvin on the show.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do with the D-Hour Show Radio Network. If you don't know, you need to ask two people on aisle 7 and 8. I don't know what is encompassing of that, but just ask them. Do you know I Got Something to Say radio show? And I'm sure they'll probably tell you, of course. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back in effect. We are live and proud. And we have in the studios, Anonymous Blue Studios, we have our very, very gifted and talented producer and founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network. We got D Slate in the building.
Absolutely.
Yes, and we have one of our wonderful co-hosts who is in charge of the media spectrum. He's an author, an artist, and all the other things above. Give it up for Christopher Kaiser, a.k.a. CK, is in the building.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Yes. And also, we got my brother from another mother, the poet, the photographer extraordinaire of everything you could possibly think of. He is really, truly a Renaissance man. Let's give it up once again, now that he's in the studio. Give it up for Mr. Al, Mr. Norfolk.
Yeah, what's good, man? How y'all feel out there, man? I just want to say what's up to everybody.
Wow.
No
yes,
doubt.
Yes.
Yeah, he just landed on planet Earth from the planet Norfolk. He in the building.
I feel like busting loose. Give me the break now. Give me the break now. Hey, he's making a little bust out into a song. You know, like the people in Glee. You know how they'll be like, "Hey Bob, were you going to the grocery store? I'm not sure. But Sarah, if you want to go to the grocery store with me, another one bites the dust." I'm like, where'd that come from? What, really? Just break into a song, really? You know?
You know what? I think I'm gonna do that to somebody one day. I think I'm gonna just be in the grocery store and somebody, "Sir, do you can you tell me where the mayonnaise is?" "Yes, I can tell you where the mayonnaise is," and just start going into a song.
That's something
right.
Like
don't
right.
Clarice, are the lines still calling? Are the lines still calling, Clarice? Yes, I'm acting goofy and I'm bugging because, you know, Halloween, I really don't really like it. I'm not really favorable of it. I think I was like 5 when I had to wear that sheet that was on our twin bed as a costume. I think that really did something to me. I was affected.
We're either infected or affected.
What's that?
They put rocks in your bag. Like John.
All I got
was a rock.
Well, if I would have got rocks in my bag, you know, that would have been fine because I'm a rock star. So, hey, that's how we do it. You got to be who you are, and you are as you be. You know what they say?
Hey, but you know what, Al? There's some crackheads out there that wouldn't mind having some rocks in their bag.
Yeah, right. Like, if you say anything, right, I'm just trying
to get your rocks off. Get your rocks off.
Nah, I'm just... Ew,
hey, nah. Exactly. I'm the last of your college. So, yeah, we have a live show for you all tonight. We are just so energized. We're so geeked, as they say. We're so pumped up. And we're going to bring you a lot of valuable information, going to bring some good humor, bring some good music. Definitely exercise your right to vote. November 6th is right around the corner. If you turn too fast, you're going to miss it. You're going to blink. It is imperative. I don't know what your preference is, your political party preference. However, if it's voting for the green Skittle, exercise your right to vote. There are a lot of people who cannot vote. And let me say it on megaphone, cannot vote. So if you're able to do so, get out there. Get out there and make a difference and be a part of history being made. If you live in the state of Virginia, October 15th, today was the deadline. So they're saying that you still can vote. However, and today, register your information or to verify you are who you say you are. Your vote is not going to be valid, unfortunately. So definitely check with all your state and local personnel and things of that nature, the voter registration offices. That information is made available online. So please get out there and do what you have to do. So without further ado.
Can I say something on that? Yeah.
Sure.
And all you felons, if you listen, you know, we got a diverse crowd, all you felons. Please check and see if you have that right, if you've regained that right, or what you have to do to regain that right. If you not exist, some of them felons can get back on. So, you know, if that's your situation, make sure you check into that and see what you can do.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, especially with law enforcement agents, probation officers, your clerk of courts, and things of that information. Utilize, when it says information, it should be provided as such. So, you know, restoration or restoring of rights as a convicted felon. You know, there are things that protect you, and there are ways to get around that. So, once again, we're not giving legal advice. You know, just check your local listings, as they say. And make sure, if you're qualifying, make sure you do everything you're right, R-I-T-E, to accommodate that. And thank you for bringing that up, Al. That's good information. So I believe that our special guest is in the studios. She's in the building.
Absolutely.
I am excited. Yes, because we generally have R&B artists. We generally have neo-soul artists. But this is the first time we've actually had someone of a Caribbean flavor. We have a opportunity to have an international flavor. She is actually by way of New York. However, her family roots stem from, such as myself, from Jamaica on both sides, her mother and her father. So that makes her full-blooded Jamaican by way of New York. She will be opening up for the iconic, the legendary Capleton. So if you don't know reggae music, if you don't know dancehall music, if you know Capleton, Bougie Bantan, Shabarage, you know, and the list goes on and on and on, right, from Third World to Steel Pulse, or if your pulse is steel, this is how we do all day, every day, right? You see how the accents just change. So ladies and gentlemen, her producer and her business partner, her life partner, and her significant other, he is a true Jamaican, and he is also one of my producers who's helped put a lot of these plugs and promos together. We're talking about producer Flexman, but our guest and our matron and our first lady of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, put your thinking caps on, put your undivided attention for Queen R-A-H, Hearts with a Z. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a queen, or should I say queen of arts. Put it together, put it together. Scene, what one?
Boom, bang. Good evening, good evening.
Good evening, what one, what one?
Good evening.
What one? Yes. What's going on, mommy? What's going on, Queen of Hearts? Yes. How are you?
I'm excited right now. Big teams are born in Virginia. Big teams are born in Virginia.
Yes.
For the quick unit there, and I'm just be blessed in a blessed situation to be able to open up to a fireman.
Yeah, mine. So what I want to do is go around, right? I want to go around and I want to introduce, and then we want to be able to chat a bit, okay? And you're going to be actually, you know, talking with us, and you're actually kicking off our new segment, which is called, you know, your other half helped me name this, and he's responsible for this too, the Curry Caribbean Vibe. So you're going to be kicking that off, and that's going to be a continuum here on the I Got Something to Say show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the world, and I want to introduce you to our staff. We have the founder of the D Hour Show Radio Network, as well as our producer for the I Got Something to Say show. We got D Slate in the building. Say what's up to Queen of Hearts.
Queen, how are you, Queen? Good, big up. What's going on?
Good evening, D Slate. It is a blessing. Give thanks.
Absolutely. It's a blessing. It's a true blessing to have you on the show with us.
All right. And then we also have two of our other co-hosts in the building. We have CK, who is like our, should I say, secret mission, social media, walk the chain co-host. Give it up for CK. CK, what you got for Queen? Big up for
Queen.
Hello,
Queen. How you doing?
How you doing, CK?
I'm doing great.
Right.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm glad to speak to you, CK. Big up to yourself. You know you're lost.
All right.
That's great.
Right. Respect. And then we, last but not certainly least, we have Mr. Al Norfolk, or should I say Mr. Norfolk is in the building. Big up to Queen of Hearts, Al.
Well, I forgot, Sin. How you
doing? Mr. Norfolk.
What's going on?
I can't speak, I'm just blessed.
That's what's up.
Good vibes are going, good things are going, so I can't complain.
I understand that. Bless up.
Bless up. All right, Queen, so give us a little background about you. I mean, I'm just so excited to know. I mean, we were just in the studio yesterday, and I had so very much fun with you, and you're incredibly talented. But before we get into the major surprise, I may have leaked it, you're going to be opening up for Capleton. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, my goodness. Word can't explain it. That's the fireman. He's always for years and years and years, since the 80s, has brought great hits. No one can deny him. Everybody comes to see Fireman. It is just going to be something that should be missed. He's a legend right now.
Oh, my goodness.
November 2nd at the Norver. Don't forget it. Write it down in your calendar.
Absolutely. Now, the Nova, where is that located at?
Okay, now, the Nova is located downtown Norfolk. If you're familiar with the MacArthur Mall, it's directly across the street from the MacArthur Mall. So it's within finding means. The train go there. They have plenty of parking. There's no excuse. So everybody just come out. Show love, respect. Show love.
Okay. Right, and the reason why I'm saying that, because we have listeners from all over the country. So where's the Nova? What city and state is that in?
That's in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, so it's in Virginia. Yeah, we got listeners as far as Hawaii that listen to us. So we just
Hawaii.
Hawaii next year. And Canada, yes. So give us a little background about you, Peanut Heart. Yeah, give us a little background about you. Tell us, you know, what was your mission? What made you decide to get into the industry? You have a story, and you shared it with me yesterday. It was very, very compelling. How did you migrate back from New York? Let's start there. What made you migrate from New York, you know, the heart of hearts, the apple of the eye of the world, the empire?
Absolutely.
What made you leave New York to come to Virginia?
Respect to yourself, poetic, first and foremost. Let me give my homage. But, you know, the story, you know, it's a simple story, but it has a long journey in it. I haven't been doing this just overnight. I've been doing this for a long time. But people that know me, know who are familiar with my face, know I've been doing music and always had a passion for music and always had a passion to want to help the people. Let them know there's a way out, there's another way to go. So my music, you know, helps them. I'm coming from New York. Big up New York, you know, your Queensbridge to be exact. So I was raised in the heart of the heart with Nas and Mobb Deep. I grew up in that era. So watching what I came from, just to be here and make it through the journey and out of that area to be here in Virginia is a blessing. I know there's nobody but Ja who brought me as far. So I always had a passion to do music, and I knew it was my calling. And sometimes they're like people to try to steer you another way because they don't want you to believe in the gift that God has blessed you with. But if you believe in it, you hang tight, it's going to come past. So I just kept going. And along the way, I was blessed to meet Flex Man. Big up yourself, you know your life, Flex Man. Boom, bam. And ever since then, we've been doing music together. That's my lifetime partner, and that's my business partner. That's just my everything, my manager. He just helps me. He blesses me. He gives me the wisdom, the knowledge. He does big things for all those who know Flex Monday. They know he's alive. So, and then we was able to meet up with Newport Adjusters, and the rest is history. So I'm going to grace the stage. I'm going to do my thing. I'm bringing something different. I'm bringing a new age conscious reggae tune. New age, so everybody can understand. It's a little bit of everybody's flavor, from the old school to the new school.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I think a lot of other New Yorkers could probably relate to your story. Something happened 11 years ago on the 11th day of September. Tell me, what is that connection, how it impacted your life, and that had something to do with you coming to Virginia. Tell us a little about 9/11.
For those that don't know who's around the world or just too young to know the story, 9/11 was the day that New York was attacked and the world was attacked. Our country, our neighborhood was attacked. And from behind that, I wanted to stay in New York and be comfortable. You know, sometimes we get complacent and I wanted to be where I'm familiar, family and friends. Big up to my mom. I know she's listening. Thank you. And, you know, I just wanted to be around them, but after the 9/11 happened, I just felt unsafe for me and my family. So I picked up and I grabbed up my things with no family out here, no way of how I was going to make it. Believed in my music, I believed in Jah Rastafari, and I just picked up and came to Virginia, been doing music ever since. Started off doing, you know, singing in choirs and churches. I still, you know, have a love for that. But I know that my calling was bigger than just to stay in that one spot, so I expanded, and it hasn't been easy. People don't feel like you should stay where you should stay, but if you believe that God is sending you, you better go. So I give thanks.
Absolutely. That's really deep, and it's compelling, and it has a lot to do with your music and with you being able to go hard, as the streets say, you know, in the sense of a matter. You have purpose. You have a destiny and you have a calling, and it's bigger than you. So tell us a little bit about why you decided, other than being a Jamaican such as myself, half Jamaican, half American, why did you follow the genre of that? Because your voice is soulful, so you could have went R&B, neo soul. Why reggae? Why dancehall?
It's a vibe of reggae. It's a conscious thing. It gets into your soul and it helps you and it cleanses you and it gives you wisdom. I didn't want to be the one, and enough respect to those who are in the R&B industry. I have lots of love and respect for them. But I wanted to be someone who would be a voice for this generation and give them good vibes. You know, my father was a Jamaican, born in Kingston, and so he teach me the ways of listening about Marley P. the Tosh, you know, all the different reggae, you know, different reggae artists that I was able to learn through him. And so I embraced reggae from a young age, listening to him. You know, it's been a culture thing for us, and me and my household growing up as a youth. So I adapted it. At first, when I was young, you know, growing up in New York, you wanted to kind of just blend in with everybody else, so I kind of denied it. But as I grew older, I got to understand reggae and the purpose of it, how it changes lives and changes atmospheres and situations, and, you know, even down to politicians have to stop and listen to reggae and understand the vibe of it. So, you know, I give thanks for that, you know.
Right, right. And being a reggae artist, especially the genre that you do, once again, is dancehall, traditional, you know, you're kind of adding like a new age trend or spin, should I say, on this music. Give me one or two of your favorite reggaeton or traditional reggae or dancehall artists, females.
Okay, oh my goodness. Lady Saw, big up to yourself.
Yeah.
You're large. So I've listened to, you know, grew up on listening to Lady Saw and Petra Queen Eddie Pack and Tanya Stevens, and my favorite artist. I give so much respect to her, I Africa. I love her. She's just is another level of reggae. So, you know, the different reggaes I was able to learn and study and respect their craft to get to understand and know it. I had to learn it for myself, you know, because being born on this side of the eastern place over here, we don't really get exposed to the Jamaican lifestyle, the real true essence of Jamaica and what it stands for. But through our relatives and through those who are raising us, that's how I was able to learn and grow in it and understand, you know, where I belong and what's my true calling in life. So I give thanks.
Interesting. You know, to certain regions, you know, Queen of Hearts, in this wonderful country in which we live, the United States, right? It's not necessarily accepted. When people think of Rasta, people think of, you know, journeymen, it's always attached to some type of negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all Jamaicans are potheads, or, you know, in association with marijuana, or, you know, crime, or just, you know, how can I just say, just kind of like vigilantes, if you will. And that's not
mm-hmm.
necessarily the case, being, you know, for the longest time, me personally, I would never embrace my heritage because, you know, I was kind of ashamed. And that's a bad way to be, you know. People say, where are you from? I say, Boston, but I lived in Virginia for a very, very long time. And, you know, I had the European thing going on. You know what I mean? But And when I learned that, hey, this is my heritage, because I always knew I was Cape Verdean. I always knew that.
I
learned in my adult years that the Jamaican was, like, throughout, and I knew that that was different for me. So I said that to say this. What makes you different as a West Indian or as a Jamaican? What makes you different by way of your style, your craft, and just a West Indian woman? What makes Queen of Hearts?
Well, what makes Queen of Hearts? The fact that I can relate to all aspects. I can be around Jamaicans and they take to me and I can take to them without nobody saying, oh, she's not real or she's a fraud, a fig. You know, I can be on that side. I can be on the American side and just chill with my peoples and let's kick it and let's do this music. I can also be professional and reach out to other the white folks, everybody, just everybody. They can relate to my music because it does not have a label on it. I don't let the people label the music and say, oh, well, it should be a white thing or it should be a black thing. It's just a music thing. It's a vibe thing. It's a culture thing. It's for the nation.
True.
It's for everyone. So everybody can relate to it. It's a vibe. Hello?
Yeah, say true. Yeah, so what I want to do is give my producer and my other co-host opportunity to ask a question. And what we're going to do, if you don't mind hanging out with us, we're going to do a world premiere of the Caribbean Vibe Countdown. And guess whose music is in the Caribbean Countdown on tonight? Or should I say Curry Caribbean Vibe?
Oh, who that?
Yes.
Who that?
Who that? Wagwan. You, Miss Michette, you. Right. So we're going to have your music in the Curry Caribbean Vibe Countdown. I'm ecstatic about that. Well, let me go around the studio. Are you comfortable? Yeah, you comfortable? You want anything to drink? You want some cocoa bread or something, man?
Yeah, man. Bacon sausage. We can't find bacon sausage nowhere in Virginia. Somebody got bacon sausage. Any of the local restaurant, Caribbean restaurants, please hit me up on Facebook because I need to know. Queen of Hearts. I'm under Queen of Hearts. Look for me. Leave me a post message and tell me you got bacon sausage or I have to go back home. New York, that's the way to go.
Yeah, Jamaican Avenue, right?
There you go.
Well, I'm going to start off with D. Slate, producer. You got anything for Queen of Hearts?
Absolutely. First of all, Queen, when you get an opportunity, I'd like you to mail me some of that fabulous jerk chicken. I need my jerky.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm with you.
No doubt. I just first and foremost, I just want to say it's an absolute blessing to have you on the show. I'm a huge fan of reggae music, and I've liked reggae music for a long time. So, like I said, it's a blessing to have you on the show, and definitely can't wait to hear your phenomenal music in the Curry Caribbean Vibe Countdown. My question for you, I just have one. My question for you is, you know, looking at as an artist, I mean, because I won't say a reggae artist because I agree with you. You definitely don't want to put labels on people's music. But as an artist, you know, just looking at some of the things that you've been doing and where you've been and you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people out there that, you know, that want to strive and want to be in music and, you know, want to make their dreams come true. You know, so for those amateurs, for those individuals that's really coming into music and those youngsters that want to have a career in music, just looking at your success and looking at the things that you've been through, what advice would you give them?
Well, in this day and age, you got to put God first. God has to be the head of everything you think, every plan you have in mind. You have to take it before him. And, you know, the rest, as far as the musical aspect, learn your craft. Learn your craft and give your craft time to develop. Don't be so in a rush to get out there because you see the glitz and glam. It's not about that. It's about the music. So
Absolutely. Learn
your craft, you know, stay dedicated, you know. And you know, I have to put this out there. I got to keep it real because I'm a real type of person. But don't be cheap to invest in what you believe in. People want to get stuff for free and they want to hand me down this and hand me down that. But invest in what you believe in and it will come to pass. Just be patient, be humble, get things and learn your craft and keep going, you know. Network, socialize, get to know people.
Absolutely.
Don't be minded. Understand
Absolutely.
Different people and understand different places so you can understand where your music is going to go because it's only going to go as far as you believe it's going to go.
Those are some of the realest words spoken. Absolutely.
Oh, that was awesome.
Team, you think.
Yes. Okay, that was an awesome question and an awesome response. Ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say radio show, you're listening to the most favorable, most talented, I'm not going to say cast, but what I am going to just say lineup in independent radio. We have the pleasure and the honor to have Queen of Arts on our show right now. So I'm going to go over to TK. What you got for Queen of Arts, TK?
Well, Queen, it's going to be a pleasure hearing your music. I look forward to it.
Good thing.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. I bow down to my queen, my beautiful queen. I want to know, when you write, I'm sorry. When you write, what kind of setting, first of all, do you have? What mainly is your motivation or your idea of how you write a song? And for any songwriter, any upcoming singer, most people ask like, where do you get your niche from? What do you how does it come to you? So, a lot of people want to know that.
Right. Well, before I sit and begin to put my music together, I study a beat. You know, I listen to what the beat is speaking to me. You know, I try to dig deep. I don't rush into it. I try to tell a story. I try to come from a place where someone else can relate to me through my trials and tribulations. Somebody else can relate to it. Somebody else can not only relate to it, but hear a song and say, oh, my God, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be good, just listening to the words. So I try to put a lot of life situations and things that are going on and just good, fun music, just good vibes, things people want to hear, not just shoot them up all the time or enough respect to whoever does whatever in their craft. But I'm just saying, you know, there's other ways to express feelings in music. You know, I believe music is meant to heal people, and that's what it's supposed to do, you know, first and foremost. So I seek to hear people.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Good question. And last, excuse me, but certainly not least, I want to pass it over to Mr. Norfolk. I probably need to get some Guaya punch, you know?
Yeah, man. So if we was riding in the car with you, right, and we only had one reggae song, what would you be listening to?
Nice.
Okay. For the sake of a good answer, Jaja since he's Jaja time to mess with turning in that cowboy town night. Capleton, Capleton, all day long. Capleton, November 2nd, Capleton, boom, bomb. Fire, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Wow, good question. I like that. I like that. Just putting on your true thinking caps, even though it's raining cats, dogs, and owners here in Virginia. But, you know, this is what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you want to tune in, you want to get your people on the line, we've still got a good little bit of time left on the I Got Something to Say radio show. This is the hostess with the mostest on the MIC, Poetic Justice with two Ks, or should I say Miss Fabulous, because I'm just that. Don't hate, congratulate. And we also got D Slate in the building, CK in the building, Mr. Norfolk in the building, and our guest of honor, the most, no high, should I say, most high, the Queen of Hearts. And
oh,
she,
wow,
what is the spelling of your name?
The spelling of my name is Queen, Q-U-E-E-N, Hearts, H-A-R-T-Z, excuse me, A-H-H-A-R-T-Z, Hearts, with a Z.
That is very, very, very unique, right? I love it, I love it, I love
Absolutely.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you got your New York people listening. We got our international people. Yes, yes,
yes.
Your New York, New Jersey, the tri-state, our Bostonians. I hit up some of my, you know, family in the New England area, Connecticut, so hopefully they're listening. Of course, my Virginians are listening. We got New Orleans, Mississippi, Arizona. We got people from all over listening. So what we want to do, we, on the sake of time, we're going to go ahead and world premiere one of our ongoing segments of the I Got Something to Say show. And what better way to do that with, I'm not even going to say a reggae artist, a dancehall artist. We're going to just say an international empress. How about that?
International.
How about that?
Baby. Yes, I like that.
Yeah, man.
I received that. That's good.
There you go. There you go. Empress. So what we're going to do, we're going to kick off our newest segment, and we appreciate Flexmind representing Kingston, Jamaica, by way of New York, as they say, New York. So it is called the Curry Caribbean Vibe. We will be having four songs within the Caribbean culture, soca, dancehall, reggaeton, traditional from indie artists as well as nationals, from traditional, from old school to new school. We'll be doing it periodically, you know, on the I Got Something to Say show, but I'm ecstatic to come up with this idea. And I know my father's in heaven. Rest in peace, MacArthur Bibby Shell.
He was
a Jamaican and a Cape Verdean who passed on last year, but at the same time, my father loved Third World. I was like, if I hear
Third World,
8-track, I'm going to go off. You know what I mean? I'm going to plug my ass. So we're going to do that. So would you like to kick it off by telling the people what we got coming up? We're going to premiere your four songs, and then we're also going to do your drop, and we're going to come back and close out with you. And you can hang around if you want, kick it with us.
You know I'm hanging around.
Yes, we got conversations with TK. We got nothing but sports with D Slate to say something news. And you never know who may come through because, you know, GB would love to talk to you. So, ladies and gentlemen. Yes,
no.
Got something to say, radio show. We're having a blast. So, Queen, set it up for us real quick.
Good thing. So, well, I have four songs that I feel like the people are going to love these tunes. They're produced and put together by Flexmind. He's bad. So anyway, the first song we have is Jah Jah Live. The second song we have is Eternal Fire. The third song we have is Purpose. And the one that I'm going to premiere tonight is Ghetto State of Mind. I think everybody's going to like that. It's a little something from where I'm from right now, Virginia. So VA stand up, two down. You know how we do. Let's get it. And so I think the people are going to love it. I think they're going to love it.
Okay, and this is the segment. Introduce the segment.
The Curry Caribbean Vibe. Boom, boom, boom. Let's get it. Come on, spin that. Pull it. See
This is the Corey Caribbean. Yo, this is the Corey Caribbean vibe, live and direct at the I Got Something to Say show. Live for everybody out here from VA to Jamaica. Big up, scene.
This is where my time's spent.
Blazing, it's Ataman and Queen of Heart.
Your love is in my crush, it's taking me higher. It burns so deep within, it feels like wildfire. Nowhere else I look, you are my supplier. I will rain down blessings, eternal fire. I wanna inhale your breath so you can exhale my blessing. I want to feel your buzz when the enemy's compressing. I want to pull on your thoughts, you are the high grade. And when the air is so thick,
not fear.
For the sins of the Babylon, they set them traps,
they set them
traps, but them no find no ground. They tried to incarcerate. They plot and they plan against the innocent man. Feels like Kush is taking me higher.
It burns so deep within, it feels like wildfire.
Nowhere else I look, you are my supplier. I will rain down blessings, eternal fire.
Now she in love with a farmer man, a real Gideon Rasta man, a plant the herb seed. Terminate off the land, no run from the Babylon, no flex like no Pagaban. She call me name, Ataman, from birth me a fireman, that mean me no follow man. If she a queen, a Sheba, me a Solomon. True, she a lioness, say she want a lion. So me make she feel like a brand new woman, no me and a rocker is fan. Jaja bless this union, me give her satisfaction. Love and affection, need no distraction, little man full of passion. And her love is reparation. Cause she knows the minagri, and me use flip like sleep, while me blazing me chalice, in a me issue with running.
If I could, it's taking me higher. It burns so deep within, it feels like wildfire. Nowhere else I look, you are my supplier. Jah will rain down blessings, eternal fire.
Me and Nara roll in a cruise control, and we light up some giant long like TV pole. Touch pan the road, big bad and bold. We no fear than the push nor no rat pan patrol. She a warm me up when the night get cold. So me teach her the half that has never been told. The eternal fire where me put in her soul. She look for me and tell me the goal.
If I could, it's taking me higher. It burns so deep within. Feels like wildfire. Nowhere else I look, you are my supplier. I will rain down blessings, eternal fire.
This is Queen of Hearts. Big up to all the DJs and how they get to. A big ground. You ready for this? Come on now. VA rise up. Enough respect. Pull it.
I've been working 9 to 5. I wanna let go and just unwind. Maybe sip on a little wine so I can get a peace of mind. Seems like the harder that I grind, I gotta fight to stay alive. Even with the sunrise, still hard to see sunshine.
Bring us down. We got to find a solution to break up down. The vampire, them I want take our crown. Hunt us down like bloodhounds. Suck our blood like a leech. To pay for education to teach. The children have no pinnacle to reach. They need a better vibe in the street. Yeah.
That's a good thing. Yes. Not hanging with funny shit, that's a hood thing. Snitch it to the cops, whoa. I wish you would say. And get blown up like heated propane. I gotta make this money and can't waste time. Recess on the track, it's playtime. They hate us, wanna stop us, don't wanna see us shine. Cause they know we gotta get on state of mind.
People in the Caribbean, everywhere. Big up to the people in the state side, you know. We're not here with no Babylon bus.
Queen of Hearts, this is a dance hall thing. Yes, you are now tuned into the Curry Caribbean vibe. Keep it locked. Scene.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice with 2Ks, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And you have just been tuned into the new segment of the I Got Something to Say show, the Curry Caribbean Vibe. We featured the music from the very lovely, very talented Empress, should I say, Queen of Hearts by way of New York and Jamaica. So we Sterling, enjoy. So what do you think about the new segment, and how does it make you feel? I'm sorry?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, what did you think about the new segment? You launching the new segment, and what did you? How did it make you feel to, you know, hear your new music being dispersed?
I love it. It's a blessing. It's an honor. This new thing going off, the Curry Caribbean vibe, it's going to take over. It's the new thing. Everybody's always online, so they might as well be online tuned to us. You see me? So I like it. I think we should keep it. It's sticking. It's a go.
It's a go. Right. That's a West Indian thing. Come. It's a go. Wagwan.
Real quick before we move along, I just want to give enough respect to Flex Namon because, you know, he helped me put it together. I also want to big up King Walker because he's the one bringing the fire on this way. So big up King Walker. You know you're live. I want to big up Fidelity Music Group, Rock Mill. You know what I mean? I always want to give a big up to Carson. You know what I'm saying? Frank Nitti, all of them. You know you're live. So, you know, big things are going out here. Crazy.
Absolutely. So what I wanted to do is to go around the room real quick and then allow you to have some last-minute closing remarks, if that's cool.
All right.
So I'm going to start with Dee Slate. What did you think, producer?
Well, I've heard the music previously, so I was definitely waiting wanted to see what everybody else thought about it. I mean, I love it. Like I said, I'm a big fan of reggae music. Queen of Hearts is extremely talented. That was some phenomenal music. I definitely can't wait to hear more in the future. And we're definitely gonna keep, you know, your music in rotation on the D-Hour Network. And I just want to say it's a blessing, you know. Double big ups to you, and thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. It was a true honor.
It's been an honor. It really has been. And I thank you guys for taking the time to listen to my story, because I know somebody needs to hear it. So, you know,
I give things.
It's all about one, unity.
Absolutely. Let me go back around the room. CJ, what are your thoughts for actually, and not only just, you know, the Queen of Hearts music and her sound, but what do you think of the new segment, Curry Caribbean Vibe? Talk to me.
Okay, I'm going to break it down in both sections. The whole new segment, I loved it. It gave me that feel, so, I mean, I'm open to new music and a new style than just my regular R&B, neo soul, rock, pop, hip-hop. So I look forward to more of the segment. Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
I love
Yellow. Steam.
I'm sorry.
Let the name ring bells. Big up, Hotamon. Canada, Hotamon. Thank you. I give thanks. I do. I'm glad that everybody understands where I'm coming from. You know, sometimes as a new artist, new to the people, not new to yourself, you see it, you wonder if people are going to understand your music and like it at the same time. So, you know, I give thanks. I know I'm on the right track. That's a blessed thing.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I heard your story through your whole music, and you doing what you're doing. We need that energy, that story, everything you put into it, your love. We need that. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. And last but not least, Mr. Norfolk, what are your thoughts on the new segment, you know, because I know you're a well-rounded man with different, you know, genres of music, but what's your thoughts on the new Curry Caribbean Vibe and the music of the very, very talented Queen of Hearts? Talk to me.
Oh, hold on. I got to get this jerk chicken out of my teeth. the Curry Caribbean Vibe, well, you already know, you know what I'm saying? I go back to that Steel Pulse era, you know, that roots reggae. I'm a definitely feel the vibe that we're getting right here. And as for her music, I definitely feel the positivity that she's bringing in the music, because it's so much going on right now, and so many people are lost, man. So that positivity and that unity that you're bringing forth right there in the music, it can't do nothing but be blessed. So it's gonna go.
Least it is, I do.
Yes, absolutely. So, any parting remarks and any closing remarks, Queen of Hearts?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm out of words at this point. I'm just taking it all in. I enjoyed the show. I think people should continue to tune in to the Curry Caribbean Vibe. I also think that people should be at the Nova November 2nd to watch the fireman blaze up the place, Queen of Hearts up, blaze up the place, Flex Mediator blaze up the place. So, you know, just be there. Link up with King Walker to get tickets and ticket information. I don't really have that on me right now, but if you go on Facebook, everyone know King Walker. You link up with King Walker. He'll help you out with tickets. And so everybody should just come out and have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Ready even, if you don't even have to like reggae music, come out anyway, because it's always a different vibe. The Curry Caribbean Vibe scene.
I love the energy. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first. Our first international empress, or should I say someone of a international Caribbean vibe flavor,
right
here on the I Got Something to Say show. It has been a wonderful, wonderful journey.
everything from your reason for wanting to continue with music to relocation to resurgence. Salute to Next Man representing Jamaica by way of New York. Salute to Top Shelf, the CEO and founder of Media Cartel Studio, who is also one of our, you know, direct links to sponsorship. We appreciate that. Salute, another Jamaican man. Salute to everyone who believe in music, anyone that supports the local artists, anyone that supports national artists, and your show with Capleton is going to be beyond, beyond successful. You know what I mean? Because you're going to bless other people with your spirit that you have, and it's going to resonate that room. So many people don't understand a song or a lyric could change the life of someone when they're going through something. So your music, much respect, Queen. Your music is awesome. Keep making it. That's the thing. Keep making it. Keep blessing us. And as our producer stated, not only on the I Got Something to Say show, that you always have a home here, but I'm sure my producer is going to tell you the same thing. Back to you, D-Slate.
Thank you. Good thing.
Well, I just, you know, like I said, I just, first and foremost, you know, like I said before, it's a blessing to have you on. And as far as we're concerned, you know, you're always welcome on the D-Hour Radio Network. And you have a key to the house. And
Thank you. This is
your home. This is your home, and we will always continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do. And it's going to be an absolute pleasure to continue to play your music and support everything that you do.
Thank you. Good thing. I plan to stick around. This is my home now, so.
Absolutely.
And if anybody
wants to catch up with you online, where would they be able to find you at?
Well, they can catch me on Facebook. Everyone's on Facebook. You can look me under Queen of Hearts. There's only one Queen of Hearts. So Queen of Hearts spelled with a Z at the end, H-A-R-T-Z-A-H, a heart. So you can look me up there, and if you need to email me, you can catch me at Gmail, queenofhearts1.com on Gmail.
There it is.
Absolutely. Anything for performances, link me up there.
Boom.
All right. Well, Queen of Hearts, we truly, truly enjoyed you so very much. You know, you're near and dear to my heart, and I'm glad that we were able, because, you know, you're already national, and once you go even international, we're not going to even be able to touch you. But, you know, the type of person you are, so humble. Well, you are going to be reachable, you know what I mean? And your music is already in circulation in Jamaica. That I know, because I was just there in August. So definitely people are well respected of you and Flexman and Top and, you know, all of the Jamaicans. So, you know, definitely respect. I want to appreciate everything that you're doing, and you can definitely stick around. We're going to continue with the rest of the show. If you want to call in and stay with us, we got a good 45 minutes strong into the I Got Something to Say show on this evening, our very special guest, Queen of Hearts. She is thebomb.com, and we'll continue to flow your music in rotation. Could you just give us a quick parting, because I know you're going to hang out with us, but can you say Queen of Hearts and I'm chilling with the I Got Something to Say show?
This is Queen of Hearts, and you know it's a Caribbean vibe thing. Yeah, man. Curry Caribbean. I Got Something to Say talk show. Keep it locked forever.
Jeans. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into our second musical break for this evening. And when we come back, we're going to be starting off with the Say Something News provided by Mr. Norfolk. And then we'll be getting into nothing but sports with D-Slate, giving us that, you know, good sport information, the scores and things of that nature. You know, nothing else that is important other than the New England Patriots. And it's quiet.
Oh, my goodness. No, she didn't say that. No,
yes,
she didn't say that.
And yes, I did say that. And then we're going to be getting it in with conversations with CK. And you never know, I'll have some little tidbits and facts for you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. If you want to get in when you fit in, it's 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718 866-4553. Our special guest for the evening is Queen of Hearts. Getting into our second musical break for the evening. It is 18 minutes after the hour, p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you know what you do best. We want you to keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Don't even move out your chair and get a glass of water because you may miss something. What's going on, D. Slate? Take us into our musical break.
Back again. The I Got Something to Say show music break. We got a couple of hits for you. You already know how we do it. We're going to start off with my girl, Monifa, with her one of her hit singles, Touch It. And after that, we got a little Montel Jordan who's going to explain to you how we do it on the I Got Something to Say radio show. And if you don't understand how we do it, just listen to a little Montel. He'll explain that to you. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to start it off with a little Monifa right here. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Jack Knight in Dakota House. All we wanna do is make you bounce. Monifa, could you turn me out? Show me what you're saying is all about. Jack Knight in Dakota House. All we wanna do is make you bounce. Monifa, could you turn me out? Show me what you're saying is all about.
Me. International Empress Artist, that's right, the Queen of Arts,
Yes, she's in the building. And we're going to keep it moving. It is now 29 minutes after the hour, 11:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to go ahead and get into the Say Something News with no other than Al, Mr. Norfolk, in the building. And ladies and gentlemen,
whoa, we're not going to speed back right past that, like we ain't hit the girl butt promo. We got to speed past that. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We need to address some issues right now. Like, we need to speed past that like we ain't hit a girl butt promo. We heard it.
We caught it. Summer, number, 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 number. Yeah, that was it.
All right, let me get on with the Safe Shop news real fast. We get it on out the way. Okay, in Virginia, today was the last day to register to vote. So I hope you got in where you fit in. I just want to make sure everybody knows all the rules of getting the vote. Bring your ID. In Virginia, you can bring your ID, like a bill with your name on it. It just has to have your name and your address on it. If you're undecided, please watch the debate. You know, make an informed decision on what you're going to do. Please be aware that it's Anti-Bullying Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Anti-Domestic Violence. And breast cancer is not just for the women, man. Rick Ross, you know what I'm saying, he needs to address that too. He needs to be aware that it's out there for him, you know what I mean? And I do have to address the punch work heard around the world. Because it wouldn't be me if I couldn't see it. Do uppercut it the E out of old girl. You know what I mean? But I don't think that was called for. Now, all I want to say is think about your actions before you take them. Now, he done lost his pension and some more stuff messing around with some little teenager, man. Come on, man. We got to do better as people, man. That's my say on the I Got Something to Say news. Big up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Norfolk. He always keeps it very humorous but yet informative in his approach by providing to Say Something news. I'm still back by he say, how are we going to move past the GB promo?
We're not going to speed past that, kid. Somebody got some talking to do. First of all, where's the Larry Loud promo? Where's the Mr. Norfolk promo?
Pretty much.
Right. Your man, son.
See, the night is not over, and I digress. We have a promo for us. So, yes, we have big things coming up. But, yeah, how'd you even get a chance to, you know what, you're making me kind of scratch my lace front and think about it. Like, okay. But we're going to keep this thing moving, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hoping that you're having a good time with us. Yes, we know that you watch football. Yes, we know that you're getting into the Thanksgiving spirit and, you know, all the other great things and stuff. But, you know, Mondays aren't going anywhere because we are the motivation behind the rest of the week. Of course, the I Got Something to Say show, and I just said something. So with that being said, we got a couple of more things to address before we get out of here. It's 32 minutes after the hour. It is 11:32 in Norfolk, Virginia. The weather is beautiful. We had a light show earlier, but I think the weather is going to be in the mid-60s tomorrow. So on your commute back and forth to work tomorrow, make sure you take a little jacket so you wouldn't do the, you know, the Harlem Shake, if you will. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is pass the microphone over in our Anonymous Blue Studios, located in Virginia for lovers. We're going to pass it over to D. Slate. He's going to bring us his new segment of Nothing But the News with D. Slate. And I'll hand it over to you, boss man.
Are you ready for some football? All the football heads out there, it's time for Nothing But the Sports with D. Slate. You already know. Yeah, buddy. And you know it, football is in full effect once again. D.C. got the business. Oh, you better get ready for it. Are you ready? Let's go. here we go. Once again, another great weekend in football. We all started off with the Cowgirls. Oh, I'm sorry, the Cowboys out there in Dallas facing the Baltimore Ravens. I say it was definitely a barnyard burner. I don't know what happened. The Cowboys were looking pretty good, but somebody, I think, stole their horses. And I think after that, it was pretty much a wrap for the Cowboys. But Dez Bryant had a great game, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns. But unfortunately, the kicker, the kick hurt around the world, which is too bad for the kicker for the Dallas Cowboys. He missed a crucial field goal, and the Dallas Cowboys went down once again with the Spurs held high, going down to the Baltimore Ravens 31-29. I'm so sorry, Cowboys. Maybe you guys need to go buy some new horses. Now, we're going down to Miami, facing the St. Louis Rams. The Miami Dolphins came out on top. Rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill did his thing, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he brought the win back to Miami with 17-14 over the St. Louis Rams. TK, I'm so sorry, brother. So sorry. Now, Detroit Lions facing the, yes, you heard it, Michael Vick has a dog, Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I don't know what the big situation was that people were trying to, you know, trip in because Michael Vick has a dog now, and so now everybody's paying more close attention to his dog than Michael Vick, but I don't know why they're doing it. But apparently, Michael Vick played a pretty decent game, 311 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 2 picks, of course, but Matthew Stafford and those Detroit Lions came out on top. Detroit, Michigan, I call it Detroit Murder, Michigan, but they came out on top 26-23 in overtime against the Philadelphia Eagles. In Cleveland, it was a Cleveland battle, Cincinnati Bengals against the Cleveland Browns. Rookie Brandon Whedon came out on top with his first win, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Cleveland came out on top 34-24 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, in New York, the Jets with their quarterback controversy. Is it going to be Sanchez? Is it going to be Tim Tebow? I don't know. Tim Tebow was praying, and so was everybody else. But unfortunately, the Jets was able to pull out some great defense, and they put a stop. I know you didn't eat my last cookie up in there, ass whooping to the Indianapolis Colts, and gave rookie Andrew Luck some bad luck, and they came out on top. The Jets came out on top 35-9. It was a straight whooping. I'm talking about one of them, you get your ass whooping, you go run in the corner because you're crying whoopings. I'm so sorry, Andrew Luck. I'm so sorry. In Tampa Bay, in Florida, the Tampa Bay Bucks gave the Kansas City Chiefs a straight butt whooping, 38-10. Quarterback Josh Freeman came out 328 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. But unfortunately, the Chiefs couldn't pull it out, and they got the beat down, 38-10. Oakland, Atlanta. It looks like Atlanta was looking for another undefeated win, and they were able to pull it out in Atlanta, in A-Town, in Hotlanta, 23-20 over the Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders couldn't even buy a win if they had $3 million. I'm so sorry. New England Patriots, Clam Chowder Town, Seattle Seahawks coming up with the number one, moving their way up to the number one defense in the league right now, but the Seattle Seahawks gave Tom Brady and the company some straight business, beating the New England Patriots in a shocker, 24-23. I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys watch the game, wide receiver Wes Welker got hit so hard, I felt it, his mama felt it, his grandma felt it. His grandma called me up and asked me, did I want some clam chowder? That's how bad he got hit. And I'm just watching, people. I'm just watching. In Arizona, in Heat Town, Arizona facing the Buffalo Bills, Arizona trying to buy a win themselves. Now, Arizona lost in overtime, 16-19. Buffalo Bills came out on top, T.J. Spiller again, 88 yards and a touchdown. Larry Fitzgerald, 93 yards and a touchdown. Now, I don't understand this with Arizona. The kicker, Jay Feely, kicks a 64-yarder. Okay, he ties the record for the one of the longest kicks. How do you kick a 60-yarder and miss a 30-yarder? Yeah, I don't understand that. We might have to go to the think tank on that one. He need his ass whooped on GP for kicking a 60 and missing a 30. On to Washington. The rookie, RG3, looking for another win over the rookie Christian Ponder in Minnesota. RG3 and the Washington Redskins came out on top 38-26. RG3 ran for over 100 yards and had a touchdown. He was better than the running back. That's a damn shame, Washington. That's a damn shame. In San Francisco, who supposedly supposed to have the number one defense, facing the New York, we the damn champion Giants. The Giants came out on top, and I swear, we all know how they get down in San Francisco. But apparently, San Francisco was playing like they were metrosexual, and they lost big time in San Francisco, 26-3. I mean, it was so bad, I think the Gatorade dude went home. I think the Cowboys went home, the assistant coaches, the mascots. I think everybody left in the beginning of the second half. That's a damn shame. Look here. Green Bay Packers, the Green Bay, what kind of cheese do you want on your pizza? Packers gave the Houston Texans their first loss of the season. That's right. The Houston Texans are not undefeated anymore. The Packers gave them I told you don't talk to me like that ass whooping. I'm talking about old school holes in the belt ass whooping. But they gave the Houston Texans a 42-24 stomping in Houston. That's a damn shame. And right now, Monday Night Football, we got the Denver Broncos facing the San Diego Chargers. And the Broncos are on top. Peyton Manning and the crew are on top 35-24. It's about a minute left. I'm so sorry, Phillip Rivers, but it looks like you're about to get another loss there, buddy. Maybe next time. And I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to mention to all the Steeler fans. Yeah, that was Thursday. Steeler fans in Steeltown, you need to wash them towels of y'all because them damn towels ain't working no more. The Steelers, okay? The Steelers tried to come out on top, but unfortunately the Tennessee Titans was able to hand them a loss 26-23. Steelers of Steeltown, maybe y'all want to think about getting a towel with a different color or something because it really ain't working for y'all. It's your boy, D. Slate, in the building. Nothing but the news, nothing but the sports. Whatever you got, whatever you want to hear, I got the business. If you don't know, you better not ask no head. You better not ask no arms. You better not ask no legs. If you don't know, you better ask somebody.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was no other than D. Slate, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing but sports by D. Slate. Yes, yes, yes. Very entertaining. And as a sports spectator and observer, and as an athlete myself, I'm telling you, that was most entertaining. What we're going to do is now keep it moving. This is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone with D. Slate, TK, Mr. Norfolk in the building, as well as our matron of honor on this evening, the Queen of Hearts. It is 45 minutes after the hour, 11:45 in your town right now. So
hey,
we're going to pass over the microphone. Yes.
Let me say something real fast. I know everybody in the world wondering what sport did you play. They do not know that you was the state double dutch champion for like 10 years in a row, kid.
I'm trying to say, who is Tanya Shell? Who's a Tanya Shell? Is that like Greek or is that German? What's a Tanya Shell? What is that? Clarice, the one still calling. Clarice.
Hey, look, we go back like four flat tires, so I'm going to go back to Miss Fabulous.
Okay. What?
All right. Who is this on this? Who is Tanya Shal? Wait, comment number four? Tanya Shal. Wash on, wash off. Tanya Shal. What in the world? Jerry Curl. You told that government. What in the world, Jerry Curl? Crisscross applesauce, all right?
Miss Fabulous. You know, I get, I go all natural every now and then.
Right?
My bad. You know what I'm saying? I know what I know.
I see you in a big role. Carl, on a sister. And then CK in the background, like he got a solo, talking about some,
This double dutch champion with jellies on. 10 years in a row.
Double dutching. The roast is turning now. God no higher. Let me tell you all, I play golf. I coach basketball. I announced boxing for 8 years. I know I'm mean uppercut, but apparently not, because somebody else got me beat. I mean, they're probably going viral right now. I also am the double dutch queen. You know, we have the queen of hearts on tonight, but I am the double dutch queen on the ones and two, not ones and two of steel, but ones and two of Jerry heels. I'm telling you, by way of Norfolk, Virginia, Boston, Massachusetts, China, Tibet, whatever you want to call it on the map. I am the double edged queen at almost, 21. I'm the double edged queen. Okay? Yes, you better know. If you don't know it, you better ask somebody. So, yeah, I'm going to get you, Mr. Norfolk.
That's
it.
The double edged queen. That's us.
Walk I am the double
snotty. You better ask somebody.
That's right. And then turn around and do a backflip and some karate with your hair all knotty. God almighty. Yes, you're going to keep this thing moving like you how you can hear me clap twice. If you want to get in the last 12 minutes, you can dial into 718-766-4553. Get in where you fit in. And we're going to be turning the microphone over to Conversations with CK. I am most interested in knowing within the last couple of minutes what he got to say. And I'm going to be closing us up with some facts about maybe breast cancer or domestic violence awareness, as well as whatever else. And you know, you Monhu may come in for 30 seconds or less. He cutting promos and everything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Cutting
promos and stuff. Yes, let us bow our heads, of course. But ladies and gentlemen, now I present to you the segment of Conversations with CK. And now back to you.
All right. Thank you, PJ. Before we get into it real quick, I'm going to be real brief. I'm trying to convince the voting commission that we put a new proposition on the ballot for everybody to put in. I mean, vote Proposition 123 Sesame Street, you know, or we can call it Proposition Sesame Street 123 because this hasn't, this hasn't ended. It has really, really, really done it. I talked to Big Bird, and, you know, Big Bird and went Muslim and called himself Canary XML, and it is, he said if he gets an office, he's going to protest to get him out. So we got a lot of work to do here. We got to keep Obama in office, really. But getting to the conversation tonight, I want to talk about the whole Cleveland bus incident, Dr. Cunningham incident. I looked at the video this over the weekend. I looked at what happened. I looked at her interview, the young lady who got interviewed. Both parties were wrong. They were two grown people. He's 59, she's 25. Arguing, going off of each other back and forth, which was childish, personally, I would say. Now, she contradicted herself in her interview, saying when the interviewer asked her, did she start it? Did she hit him first? She was like, I got to get to my lawyer to answer before I answer. Going like, and then you come back, you say, two wrongs will make a right. So you pretty much told yourself that you were in the wrong. So, and what killed me about the news was, they cut the part when she went up to him and hit him while this man is driving a bus, operating a motor vehicle that carries passengers. That's my issue. Now, he did get up. He went Mortal Kombat on her. And he was wrong because he was a man, but at the same time, she was wrong because she made the first blow. And like everybody else, his mom would say, you better not let him hit you and not get a lick back in. So my thing is, I just want to know from everyone, you think they were wrong? I mean, this man, like Lightning Style said, you know, this is his job. He lost his job. He's been with that company for 23 years. She was on her way to work from what she said, you know. I don't know. I feel like both parties were wrong. I mean, they immediately suspended him and took him off the route. And she's become a known celebrity now. So, Pamela, family, everyone, tell me what you think about all this.
Ooh, can I go first? My hand is up.
Go ahead.
Well, I actually had the opportunity, excuse me, to review the footage. That's how they say in the legality jargon, colloquialism. Yeah, basically in layman's term, I saw it on somebody's phone. And that sounds fancy, right? So look, check it. What I saw from my vantage point, from my peripheral, I was like, okay, two rights don't make a wrong, but apparently somebody saying something to the wrong person makes somebody's arms real strong, because it's almost like that girl glided from side to side. I thought I was in the middle of the Matrix, I promise you. And I'm figuring, how do these people, these spectators, what prompted them? I know that we live in the social media world, but what made them sit there to record this and no one say, hey, what are you doing? Or you're not, you know, you're standing in the way of my rights or my privacy or whatever the case may be. And some people are even saying that this is possibly staged. But I did hear him in his Miss Daisy voice. He said, I'm going to get my granddaughter on you. So I was like, okay, you know. So he was very frustrated. He's an older gentleman, and I think she struck first, and then he retaliated. But again, clearing my throat, I believe that this could have been a fashion for mediation. What message are we sending out to those demographics who constantly base their lives around the media standardization? You know what I mean? So they're looking at this like, you know, whatever, you know, Captain America or the Avengers response that they have, you know, animated response they have. Either way, this is sending out a message like it's okay to, you know, shoot someone at the end of the line. They cut you off in traffic, 5 o'clock traffic, you know, I can retaliate. Or if somebody hit me, I hit you back. And we're taught that from a school-age perspective. But, again, this could have been done differently. This is going to get more attention, more social media attention that they're going to be on somebody's talk show. And I've been writing plays for the last 17 years, and I can't even sell out an arena at $10 a pop. What is going on? Say something. I got something to say.
Can I talk? Can I say something about that there?
Look. I see you. Yeah. Go ahead. Raise your hand. I see you.
All right. Hey, look.
Check this out. Right ahead.
I don't think he should have close-fisted it. Like, that was just terrible. But if he would have smacked the shit out of her, I'd have felt a little bit better.
Wow.
If he'd have made that joint shallow, I'm like, yeah, man. I think that would have been more effective. You know what I mean? That's what the pimp told me anyway. The pimp told me, if you smack her, you know what I mean? and make her sound off in front of her friends. You know what I'm saying? When you smack the baddest hoe on the corner and make a sound off, all the other hoes fall in check. That's what the pimp told me.
Wow. Well, apparently the pimp don't know it's Anti-Bullying Awareness Month and domestic violence month.
That's real.
Hey, yo, you can't bully old people either, though. You know what I mean?
But you know what? Look, I got two things to say about what CK was speaking on. The first thing about the whole bus driver and hitting a young lady situation. Look here, two wrongs don't make a right, but a left uppercut is a mother. I also want to say that with the whole Mitt Romney and Sesame Street deal, look here, I just got a text from Bert and Ernie. Now, they told me they don't believe in guns, but they said they're gonna do a drive-by and slap the hell out of Romney, and then they're going to stop the car and let the bus driver get out and give his ass an uppercut. That's all they told me.
Well, how are they going to do anything? They always fight each other, and then they sing a song afterwards. What kind of foolishness is this?
Exactly.
Hey, Elmo.
Hello, can I say something? This is Elmo.
I can't take this show tonight. This is too much.
This is Elmo. I think Mr. Romney needs to be potty.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, damn tickle me, Elmo. They're gonna come out with a whoop your ass, Elmo. I'm telling you that right now.
And he only gonna be able to talk once you make sure you check in with your parents, 18 and older. Be like, are you? No, I can't speak. This is crazy. It's too much. Too much violence in the world. And I think everybody's under stress and duress. And I think that could have been done a little bit differently, but now it's becoming a module of entertainment. You know, everybody's passing along. I want my movies and my plays to go viral. I want this radio show to go viral. But
hey,
I'm gonna tell you
how you make it go viral. Uppercut somebody into Rosie.
Right.
And then vote Proposition Sesame Street 1, 2, 3.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, this is what we do. We always voice our opinion with humor, but we try to give it to you in the slightest fashion. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, CK, those were great topics. We're not going to persuade you or twist your arm or uppercut you. Oh, no pun intended. But, just definitely formulate your own opinion about what was done. And, you know, just do it to the best of your ability to know two wrongs don't make a right. But D-Slate?
Huh?
Two wrongs don't make a right, but what?
I said two wrongs don't make a right, but a left uppercut is a mother. And when I saw that, all I could think about was Street Fighter, and all I could hear was Ryukin. That's all I heard.
Wow.
Hey, look.
Challenger.
It's funny because you know he was old school because people ain't even uppercutting no more. Nobody ain't uppercutting.
I haven't seen this since Jerry Curls and died at the end with a rat tail. And when he said, I'm going to get my granddaughter, I was like, what the world is this?
But y'all know what? At the end of her interview, they asked her how that punch feel. You know what she said? It felt like Mortal Kombat. I was like, wow, she even had to say this like Mortal Kombat.
Who is your teacher? You is smart, girl. Who is your teacher? And I'm telling you, we are the teachers on the I Got Something to Say show. That was Conversations with or by CK. It is 59 minutes, 1 minute before the midnight hour. Yes, I know you all are putting out your school clothes and your work clothes, making sure the tops match the bottoms and the shoes, and you got your right one and your left one. You know I do that. And then I get in the mirror. Sometimes I put on the clothes, I dance, and, you know, do the running girl and all that type stuff. So then I'd be like, I'm going to look good tomorrow when I go into the office. I'm going to make them look at me. Right. So it's just a little self-boosting confidence type thing. It's nothing personal. I don't have a DSM-4 or any type of prognosis or medication management. I am one of the personalities on the most dopest independent radio show, and that is I am the hostess with the mostest on the I Got Something to Say show. The time is now 12 o'clock midnight, and we're going to be closing up this show and wrapping it up like we should suggest you do to continue the safe sex continuum and wrap it up. So for the month of October, which is the month after September, but the month before November, yes, October, right? It is the month for Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Excuse me. It is just Awareness Month, awareness of whatever, but awareness of don't talk about it to your elders because they're going to get my granddaughter.
So that's awareness, man. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It is Cookie Month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, International Drum. Yes, Lupus Awareness Month, National Diabetes Month, National Pizza Month, National Vegetarian Month. Who, where's the beef? I don't think that's appropriate. National Popcorn Popping Month, Seafood Month. Seafood. Got crabs. Also, we have Computer Learning Month, National Clock Month, and National Dessert Month, and Energy Awareness Month. And today, ladies and gentlemen, well, now that it is October 16th, technically, in certain regions of the world, it's still October 15th in some areas. So on October 15th, I Love Lucy was premiered on television in 1951. That is interesting, right? And for those who the time has advanced on to the next day, it's Tuesday, such as it is here in Norfolk, Virginia, or Virginia as a whole, it is Bosses Day, National Bosses Day today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are in the corporate world, if you're in the, I got my own business sector, you know, go out and treat yourself. Treat yourself. And
hey, yo.
If you are... Yes, if you are a leader, if you are a boss, in the words of Nicki Minaj, I said Minaj, somebody new. Nicki Minaj, I am your leader. So,
it's National Uppercut Month, too.
That's what they said, Fred.
Hey, do it one more time. Do it one more time.
Yo, I'm like so silly right now. Like, okay, like who says that? Really? Who says that? Ladies and gentlemen, we are bugging. You must call the fumigator because we are bugging, yo. We are bugging, son. We are having fun, and this is what we do all the time. It doesn't matter if our milk is spoiled in our studio refrigerator. It doesn't matter if all of us have to slurp off of one Slurpee because change is tight, right? Somebody's pants on the usher board, number two. It doesn't matter if, you know, we all got to take turns and bring lunch, and it's like, it's his week. That's what we do because we're family. And most importantly, if someone messes with us, we gonna get our grand old. So, this is not by at the least sliding of us making fun of the incident that occurred. But however, you have to find the humor in anything. So, ladies and gentlemen, and I clear my throat, I want to just say tonight's show has been like no other show in a very, very long time. I mean, you know, we always have great shows and excellent guests, but, you know, we have been off the air for a while and just kind of previewing our encore shows. But tonight, this live show, I want to say the live is in the live. It was off the chain, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Oh damn!
Okay. Ain't no beatles in here. Y'all come and come down like the lady with the afro on Good Time. She said damn. She broke the punch bowl. That's why they drink water out of them small ass cups.
I'm gonna get me a bunch of rock me right now.
Yeah, and Michael J just slept in the same bed. Cause they were brothers. They were like
I'll go to sleep and wake up tomorrow and try to understand what you was talking about then. I'll do that.
Yeah, you remember when JJ was white? You remember that?
Nah, me.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a funny show. But hey, Snake Dog.
What's happening, BG?
Yeah,
what's up, BG?
What's Casey and Sunshine Band?
I just want to know, how did you get your own promo?
Because I know people. the boat because my butt know people, and they know people, and they know people. My people call your people. We're going to move on because you trying to be funny. You just jealous. So, what's going on, Mr. Norfolk?
I'm telling.
They told me that your city, Norfolk and Virginia, they for lovers and liars. What's going on with that?
Wow.
I was watching something that made me scary. I'm going to pee to the bed tonight because there was a man who was driving the bus, and the next thing you know, he was talking. The girl said something, and then the little boy said something, and then all of a sudden, the old man got mad, and the little girl on the ground, and they threw her off the bus. What in the world going on?
Who in the hell is the gate open?
You know what it is? It making people uptight. It making them real, real tight. Like microbrain. It making them up. They making them frustrated because the election coming up, and it's like it's like the mittens, and it's like Barack Obama's the bombs, and they didn't. I don't know, like the red and the blue. They should just come together and make like a purple heart. So we don't need no donkeys, we don't need no horses, and no elections.
And two and two is six. I really don't know what you just said right now, but I'm going to try to figure it out.
I know. Yeah. I don't know right now that y'all need to go out there and vote, because when I vote, I'm going to take my crown so I can vote.
Really?
No, I'm taking my crown.
You know what, yeah. I got a security tape that shows GB sneaking into the studio doing this promo. I never did get a call from my people. My people don't return phone calls like that, especially from GB. So, I mean, what's going on here? Yeah.
I don't care. You call Betty Ross. You call the boss. You call Tyrone. You call Popo. I ain't getting no Popo. I don't care who you call. I know one damn thing. You keep messing with me, I'm going to get that man. And I'm going to call my Brando. I'm going to think we're going to get you. We're going to get you. I'm telling you, we're going to whoop your ass like it's dark time after 5 o'clock.
Hey, so and all he going to do, all the bus driver going to do is call up Hulk Hogan and talk about his sex tape, and they both going to go hit CK with a leg drop.
Well, that's not going to happen on my bus because I take the Double Dutch bus. The Double Dutch bus going on the street. Moving living fast and make my butt beat. Y'all must go home because I got my curfew. And I want to make my curfew because I had to go.
That was so horrible. We need to play that on Halloween.
And I'll get my crazy check tomorrow, so I had to go.
That was so horrible. We need to play that on Halloween.
Okay, well, for Halloween, I'm going to be Batman. So I already got my sheet and everything.
And I take it your butt's going to be Robin, huh?
No, my butt got a helmet on it. I'm about to go. Y'all making me scared. I gotta go. All right, y'all try to be good, and y'all be good. Like buttercups or uppercut, whatever. So y'all be good. Cause I'm
we'll
my butt. What?
Cough Sesame Street. We need backup.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Grover a Cookie Monster over here.
Yeah, that's just a bit much. I'm telling you, you all have to be patient with him. You know, we're about the only, sense of reality that we have. So we do have to be patient. You know, GB is a person, and he does have feelings. So, you know, guys, come on, you know. Let's just be fair. Let's be supportive, and let's show some empathy, okay? On three, okay? One, two, three.
I'm gonna go get my granddaughter.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a delight. We have had some laughter. We've had some moments of inspiration. We've had great music. We had a wonderful guest. This is what we do. If you missed the I Got Something to Say show, don't feel totally upset. Don't beat yourself up. You can always go back into the archives and listen to our segments. And see, we're no competition with, you know, NFL because, you know,
nobody knows sports like D. Slate, of course. We always have good conversations with TK, and we always get the best news, the top-notch news, because if it wasn't written down, it never happened. So let's go around the room with our closing remarks, and let's just prepare for the next couple of shows to come and the new segments. And this is what we're going to do all the time. We're going to do nothing but bring you laughter and happiness in your life. What's going on, CK?
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking about the next few shows. I think before we vote, I think we need to hold down a debate. Yeah.
Hold on.
GB versus one of us. It could be D, you. It could be Hal, somebody. I think we need to have a debate. I really want to get the vote. I want to see who's going to get in. You know. So we work on that in due time. We'll talk about that in the studio. I just tell everybody have a great week. Be wise. Spread love. Inspire, because someone might be inspiring you. That's it.
Absolutely. All right. What you got for us, Mr. Norfolk?
Well, I just want to say, man, y'all be safe out there. I want to pick up my kids, Tata, Ali, AJ, my wife. And I want to say real talk. I ran into an old lady this week, and she told me she was going to put hands on me. So y'all better leave old people alone, you know what I mean, because it's real out here. You know what I'm saying? They talking about taking the AARP and all that, too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's right. You tell them. And D. Slate, what you got for us?
Well, as usual, you know, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the I Got Something to Say radio show tonight. And big ups and big props to our guest, Queen of Hearts, for joining us, no doubt. And I just want to thank all the listeners for keep listening, keep supporting us, and tune in to the D-Hour Show Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. And I just want to say, Al was right. I just read a report that they're doing a recall on Geritol. For some reason, Geritol is making old folks angry and they're knocking everybody out. So just be careful out there. If you see an old lady and you decide to try to help her across the street and she hits you with a right cross, don't get mad. They're doing a recall on the Geritol, so we're gonna try to figure it out. All you gotta do is bob and weave. If you volunteering in an old folks home, you might wanna wear some protective gear, because they whooping ass with swinging canes. So y'all better watch out out there.
Wow. So they whooping A, double snakes, and asking questions later. And you know, a lot of our senior citizens need to be transported to the polls. So watch out, because instead of going to the polls, you may be subjected to being hit by one if you don't do the right thing like Spike Lee. So, you know, with that being said, I want to say that this has been a tremendous show. Once again, we laughed, we cried, we gave you information. So it was kind of like an education, you know, edumation. You know, we informed you and we educated you, but we made you laugh, made you smile. And I want to say, if you're in the Hampton Roads area, and particularly tomorrow at Montego Caribbean, Lyrically Spoken, hosted by yours truly, Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest, accompanied live by the old band. Remember that this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so there are a lot of activities going around throughout the country as well as worldwide. And Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it does not just affect women. Men are also, too, subjected to being diagnosed with breast cancer. And anti-bullying, I would like to give you all some facts throughout the month of October, the couple of weeks that we have left, so stay tuned for that. And just want to give a shout-out to my mother and to other family and to the special one. You know who you are. To all the people that are doing things out here in the community and making a difference, this show is for you. Shouts out to you always. So definitely we want to encourage you to call in to us and be a part of the show and listen to the show and, you know, just get your feedback, because this show is for the people. And most importantly, remember two things. Life is short, and so is my real hair. And if you ever come out the poetic Tanya Shell, whatever that may be, or Miss Fabulous, I'm going to get my granddaughter. So y'all be easy. Y'all take care of each other. Love one another. You know, don't try to downplay, but don't uppercut either. This is the I Got Something to Say show. Y'all be breezy.
Be breezy.
Get my granddaughter. Call up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in to the Hour Show Radio Network. The hostess with the most is Miss Fabulous. It's the I Got